Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are back in the building with the Band of Brothers. We are here, back like we never left. As always, it's the architect. I'm in the building, hanging out with my people, my fellas. All of them, three out of the four of these brothers distracted by their phones right now. You know, we're about to put a phone ban on the studio, man. Everybody all at their phone.
This is how we stay focused.
I don't even know what they're looking at over there. I'm kind of even scared to even ask. So, Pastor, what you looking at over there?
Right.
These other brothers, man.
Scriptures.
Right.
Yeah. Good.
The Bible said be rash with the breasts.
See, this is what we talking about right here.
Oh, I needed that laugh.
And it's legit, yes. And it's clean.
Yes.
He's the only one that can do stuff like this.
His pastor is looking at scriptures.
Yes.
What's that scripture again?
Be rash with the breasts.
Somebody that don't know the scripture would say that's heresy. But that is Song of Solomon, man. That is legit. Bet you ain't know that, did you, Corey? You ain't know that, did you?
Absolutely not. And I'm the heathen, not the group. Totally.
If y'all are loyal followers, you already know what it is. But once again, that's the pastor. That's the doctor of love. God. That's Romeo. Romeo is in the building, man. What's going on, Ro?
Oh my God. I'm just reading the book of Solomon where it says the love flows like honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Let it flow.
Let's give it up for Pastor Rome.
Round of applause. Round of applause for the brother. Let's give it to him.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh my
you
God.
You need an extra loud clap on that one because that was awesome.
That was. I'm put my phone down.
Say,
that
yeah, exactly. Now we got your attention.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Say, what's up, man? What's going on? Say, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good after that scripture.
You gonna go home and read the Song of Solomon, huh? The book of Song of Solomon now.
How the honey flows.
Hey, man, but seriously, you can get some good stuff out of there. Matter of fact, sidebar before we get into the topics of the day, and we got a lot of good ones for the day. That was the first love letter I wrote to my wife out of the Song of Solomon, and she still got it to this day, 15 years later.
You can
go straight to the Bible and get your best material, man. Yeah. See? Deep.
That is deep.
Yes.
You got us all like stuff
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
deep. Because the love letter I wrote wasn't nothing about the Bible.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean,
about,
if you look at it and don't know any better, you would say the same thing. But this was straight up. I'm like,
Well, you know what? I will say this. I had the Spirit of the Lord with me because I had a poet's mindset at the time. And I, like me and Corey was talking about earlier when we was at our other job, Luster's Pink Lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
I ain't gonna. You know, your metaphor.
If you was there, you would understand.
Luster's Pink
maybe
Lotion.
Maybe we picked that up in the overdrive. Wait a minute.
Pink cookies in a plastic bag. Get crushed by buildings.
You know what's funny about that song?
What?
It took me about 5 years to realize that
was raunchy. Something's raunchy. Because I knew exactly what he said when he said that.
Because you know, I knew exactly what he was saying when he said that.
You
remember those pink cookies, though? I just thought he really liked the pink cookies. No, he wanted to make a song about it.
Pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings.
I didn't even think. And then it's LL. You know, back he was.
Come on, man.
He was in the middle of the gangster rap age.
No, he wasn't. He was never.
I mean, he been rapping for 50 years, yeah, so he was in the middle of the gangster rap era.
He never not made a song about a girl.
When right, the man made Jingling Baby, you should know what that was.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, you can't mistake that one. But he was always more subtle.
Hey, love.
He was always, well, hey, love. Well, I mean,
I'm
that's,
just saying.
That's a casual love song.
But that just lead up to that. He just took you all around the globe.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, I was
all around the globe in one take.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. But let me finish introducing everybody. Hold on. We got to do it right. We got to do it.
Yeah. My dog back.
Yeah.
Yes, let it come.
What's up, C-Murder? It's been a minute, but he finally back in the building.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I'm back. Hey, man. Everything all right?
Everything is all right.
All right, good to know. We're glad to have you back, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's Vails right there.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had a moment. I literally had a moment. I'm so sorry.
I feel you. Every time I hit that sound effect, I just want to let it play all the way through. But that
you should
just, yes. just ruin the show.
Ooh,
but we got C-Murder back in the building, and once again, new to the station. But trust me. I mean, y'all getting broken in on the Band of Brothers. We got to keep them in the gates
now. We got to break y'all in.
We got to keep them in the gates. But when he make it to the Shock Therapy radio show with y'all the Junior Teddy Bear, it's going to be something serious. I'm going to just warn y'all and let y'all know, having these two nutcases in one basket, it might be a little dangerous, you know what I'm saying? But we slowly but surely getting there, so we're going to let y'all get a taste of my man, Big Coy, a.k.a. Ed Lover, in the house. You know what's going on, man? You done turned your mic off, man?
How you do that?
Turn the mic back on. There you go.
There we go. There we go. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate having you. You know, got the Deer Park in the house today. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No dirty water.
We got the past on. Did you ever listen to that song I sent you, or you just sent me a laugh out loud okay?
No, I listened to it.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
But I still sent you the laugh out loud okay.
Right.
Because it was a gospel song.
Yep. See, you caught that. Okay. I had to send him that dirty water by my boy Lecrae. Yeah, to get you hip to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hip to it.
It knocked though. It knocked, but you know. Okay.
But I felt your point.
Yeah, I felt your point. Yeah.
Once again, I'm the heathen, not the group. So
he's gonna be all right. People, we keep working on him, and we keep doing what we're doing.
Just a little bit.
You ain't the only heathen in the group.
I mean, yeah, we all born again heathens.
Right.
No, we're still heathen-esque.
Jesus.
So you're right at home with the rest of us. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Heathen moments.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it happens, yes, man. This is why this is Abandoned Brothers. What was our original motto? Real men with real issues, dealing with real life. It's something like that. Y'all go look up on the webpage. I still think I got it up there. But basically, we go keep it no 100 problem. With you. You know what I'm saying? We all brothers that love the Lord. And if you know us personally, you know it's legit. But hey, we're going to keep it 100 with you, because it ain't no other way to be. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. You're going to have I'm Just Saying doing I'm Just Saying things.
Yep.
You're going to have Romeo hitting you with, you know, be rash with the breast. And you're going to be like, what? And then you're like, yeah, that's scripture on you. What? And you know, they're going to have your mind all blown. You know, see, murder is just, you know, as he says, the alpha male. And then we got this one brother that I didn't introduce to you yet, because he's actually, I think he might have been put on punishment
arrest.
Or something.
He
like
on house
that.
Arrest.
I don't know. He couldn't make it in after last week's show. Mav, man. The Mav, you know, is not able to be here with us.
Yeah, he on house arrest.
And I don't know if y'all heard the Overdrive podcast last week. The beautiful thing is, this is the podcast version, so make sure you guys go and listen. But just in case you didn't listen, or you don't have time to listen, let me refresh your memory on like the catchphrase of the century. Let me just go ahead and help y'all out. Take a listen to this of what happened last week on the show.
No. But I want to, you know, do that to my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Your wife ain't got to ask you. Okay, look.
Check it out. Okay. You in jail for so long, you know what I'm saying, with this marriage. You know what I'm saying? It is jail. It is jail. It is jail. Yeah. We on the
hold on.
We on the inside.
You know, we usually preserve this. There it is. You know, we made the whole day without it. We didn't.
It is jail. So we on the inside.
Let me get a
looking.
Double tap behind that.
Yeah, we got...
we on the inside, you know what I'm saying, and we looking out, you know what I'm saying,
right? Exactly.
And them cats just want to get a little taste of what's on the outside, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So my taste is just looking at them little two pictures that pop up on Thickygram. That tame me, you know what I'm saying. Then I go right back in jail, you know what I'm saying. I'm good. No.
Oh God!
Only the Mav can pull something off like that, man.
Oh my God, man!
That is a classic line of the year.
He kept saying jail.
That shut down 2015
several times.
Marriage,
exactly.
Marriage
we were trying
jail.
To help him every time. He's like, no, jail,
no, jail.
So I'm trying to think. He done came up with a couple shirts for us. He got the I'm Just Trying to Stay Married. And check this out. He came out with that before Beast Mode hit us with the I'm Just Trying, I'm Here So I Don't Get Fined. Yeah. No, he ain't started that. My boy Mav started
Mav
that. Mav
did start that.
Well, I'm Trying to Stay Married. I'm trying to think of the other one that he put down for us a couple weeks ago. What was it? I had to look it up. But we got two shirts, and now this is the third one. Marriage is Jail. I bet you we'll sell out that shirt if we make that.
Hey, we got to put the inmate numbers on the back.
Right.
I bet you we sell out of that shirt.
Wow. Lord Hammer.
You gotta get some orange shirts.
Right. This is the part, and yeah, and the sale block number and all that good stuff. Yeah, that'd be
we'll
dope.
We'll all be going to see Jared.
No, right. Orange is new black.
Right, exactly. Orange is the new marriage situation. That's what
right.
it is.
Yeah. Or orange is the new
can't even finish your sentence after stuff like that, man. It's crazy. Now, you know, this is the part I'm starting to have fun with. I was listening to the podcast with my wife. This is like our new weekly thing. We listen to the show together or whatever. And her reaction was like priceless. I wish I would have taped it. It was like somebody tased her and she was like stuck in the air like this, like listening to the comments. And then I just played it and I got a glimpse of Romeo. You know, Romeo is like the emotionless brother. Like he shows no facial expressions or anything. Like even his face with, like he was in a wind tunnel and the wind was just blowing in his face. Like this is how you respond to stuff like that, man. It's like, it's the craziest thing ever. So Charles is, is marriage jail for you too? I think, hold up, I had to go official.
Straight at
I had to go official.
He is the alpha male.
That's what my wife alpha male, and his wife is alpha female. Hold up, time out. The trivia here, survey. How long you been married, bro?
Get it right.
Oh God, don't do this.
15.
Don't do this. How long you been married, C Murders?
Don't do this.
16.
See, I thought you was the oldest, Mary. So it'd be best suited to ask you. And I seen you sprint, so I hope you got that right. I hope
Justin,
you got that right.
How long you been married?
I hope you got that right.
Not as long as these two.
So since you're the longest tenured brother here,
yes, sir.
Does marriage feel like jail to you? Has it ever felt like jail, jail-ish, or even a jail visitation?
Wow, you know what
I'm saying? Juvenile detention, maybe.
I dare not use that as jail.
Right.
That description. I'll say it's kind of like, man, going to an amusement park,
mm-hmm.
and
you can't get on a roller coaster.
Exactly, you can't get on all the rides. Yeah, you know, kind of like Geauga Lake. You go there, you know, it's closed now.
I'll give you one even better. It's like you go to the amusement park on a rainy day.
Right,
you know, ride shut
right,
down.
Right,
and you can't get down on the Big Dipper.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
oh, man, that sucks.
Terrible. I equate that to going to Cedar Point and you getting on a kiddie rides with your daughter. You can't really
all day.
So that's, you can't get no thrill out of the situation.
So that is thrill. So is that what marriage is like?
That's kind of rough. That's kind of rough analogy.
That's kind of rough, man.
I don't want to go to Cedar Point.
Man, take me to Disney World where the magic never dies.
Don't take me nowhere.
Right?
I don't want to go.
I'm like you. I'd rather stay at home.
I keep a park hopper. No, I can't say that. That ain't going to sound right. I was going to say I keep a park hopper pass in my back pocket, but that sounds like I'm stepping outside.
Nah, yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah.
what that is.
Yes, sir.
So, I don't keep no park hopper passes. I take that back. I apologize.
Yeah.
Straight that up. AC Murder, we're trying to encourage the brother over here to get married. You're talking about amusement. I mean, getting on the kiddie ride. Well, you in kiddie land.
You can still have fun. You got popcorn. You got funnel cakes. So you can.
So you're just going to be miserable and fat at the end of the day. That's what you're saying.
And you can enjoy all the goodies with your wife. You just can't get that thrill.
Miserable
you
and fat. Okay.
Right. Yeah. We're not winning this battle today, man. We're not winning this battle today with the single brother. Help us out, not. Love Doctor. Help us out, man.
Please.
How's marriage? Is marriage jail?
Please.
To you?
I mean, marriage is not jail because jail is punishment for something you did wrong.
Right. Right.
So I mean, we bunked together.
Okay.
We showered together.
Y'all okay. do what?
We dropped the soap together.
Together?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Say that again.
We bunked together.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We showered together.
Uh-huh. Right.
We dropped that soap together.
So okay. She dropped the soap right, and then you dropped right. the soap?
Yes.
Okay, man. Y'all, once again, like I said.
No, no. Wait a minute.
Okay,
now.
Help us out, single bro.
He's not dropping the soap.
But he said.
We drop it together.
They drop it together.
Okay, you know so that means it's consensual.
You know, oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so when
gotcha.
She dropped okay. it.
You know I saw your saying? Hand that's raised. That's all right. I was on the same page as you over there saying, yeah.
You needed a good pause in between that. But.
Yeah. We got this saying that, you know, every time you say something that sounds fishy, you should have put a pause in there. Yeah. We got you. So explain to us, man. Give us a little help about marriage. I think we ain't helping the single brother over here talking about bad amusement parks and jail and all that other stuff.
It's just the fact of, you know, using the word jail. I mean, I don't think it's jail. Nobody says, you know, I want to be locked down. Put me on lockdown. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Nobody come like
some
that.
Some people feel like that.
Okay, so what do you say to the person that don't have no aspirations to be married?
Hit Ed Lover over there.
Don't get married.
It's just that simple.
100. I'm on the same page with you. I was just having this conversation with somebody the other
touchdown.
Day. I'm like, you know, I am a big proponent of marriage. And you would think that, you know, being married, being in church and all that, I'm gonna tell you, everybody should get married. No, I do not. If you're not ready to get married, I am not going to booby trap you like that. Mm-mm. Because if you're not equipped to handle marriage and the responsibility of it, you're not going to be. You might be in jail in that case. So.
You might be.
Maybe it's just me, but sometimes I just don't feel like I'm ready to take on somebody else's baggage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
and it's not I'm not saying that it's fair. You know what I'm saying?
Because but it's
if
real.
I meet somebody, but I mean, you know, it's, that's just the way that I feel. Sometimes.
It's real because you are taking on other people's baggage, both sides. So, I mean, it's a real statement. Can you, are you equipped and mature enough to be able to deal with some stuff? And this is what I tell people. You know, most people try and give you the fluff about marriage and situation. I always go with the, not the negative, but the stuff that people don't want to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I keep it 100 with you, man. It's like, I tell people when you decide to get married, I'm like, the stuff about your spouse, man or female, whichever side you on, that you didn't like before you got married, it's still going to be there. Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find out a whole bunch more stuff. I don't care how long you've been talking to this person, 10, 12 months to 15 years. Once you say I do, it's going to be some things that pop up that you did not know about that person that you're not going to like.
Oh, yeah.
Are you equipped and mature enough to deal with that?
I just can't fathom my head around just every day the same part. I mean, it just
you ain't sold enough wild shit, man. Huh? You ain't sold enough wild oats yet?
No, I'm not
saying. I'll call you Quaker Oats.
No, because I don't wake up to, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty consistent with the person that I'm with. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that sometimes I just don't want you there.
Mm. I understand that.
You understand what I'm saying? So
only child.
Yeah.
Only single person is out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That only, yeah.
But you know,
we king size bed.
We had this discussion too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was talking to one of our coworkers. We was talking about, you know, people saying that. Matter of fact, it was because of your comment last show saying that you should, if this is the way I was when you met me, this is what you should accept. And I was telling that person, I'm like, that's tricky because that seems like it makes sense, but you got to realize that you bring in single people rules to a relationship table. So when you come to the table in the beginning, you're single. So you play by single people rules. I can do what I want, how I want, when I want. When I'm ready for it, I can get it. When I'm done with it, I'm leaving it on the table.
That's true.
Then you're trying to progress and go into a relationship. So as a relationship escalates, you have to modify the rules. You got to go to the rule committee and you got to adjust some things because you're no longer in a single person situation. So you got to learn how to navigate and maneuver as two people that are projecting to come one. So, and I think that's a lot of times what hang people up, because you came into this thing, you were at the point of interest and you guys were dealing with each other on your single terms. But as your relationship escalated and got more serious, things need to be modified because you're no longer operating as two single people. You're operating as two people in a relationship.
Right? Well, that's when you start evolving. And I understand that concept, but I just can't wrap my head about the concept that, you know what I'm saying? Once I'm through, I'm through. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to work nothing out once we, you know, start to, I'm going this way and you might be still at that same spot, but I'm going over here and you still like in the middle and you waiting on me to like come back and join and be like, well, let's come to a compromise. After so much, I'm just that type of person. And I know that it's probably wrong for the relationship, but at the same time, it's just that word that still just gets to me, and it's called half.
I don't know why people trip about that so much. Because, I mean, if you're so worried
about
half.
Because it's just wrong.
I mean, people, you have prenuptial agreements and stuff. If you want to leave out with what you came in with and all that stuff, I mean, you got agreements you can put in place. So it's not really half if you don't want it to be.
Yeah, it's also good to build stuff together, too.
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
You come in, you both come in with nothing or an equal amount. Then you gain stuff as you, you know, be together, gain experience. Mm-hmm. That was the case with me and my wife, at least. You know, we dated since high school, so we both started out with close to nothing. You know, now we got a little something. I won't say it's a lot, but, you know, it's ours.
I can dig that.
Adam probably couldn't figure it out. That's why God had to make his woman. Mm. You think about that.
Good point.
I'm thinking.
Hey, I like his attitude. Good point. Hey, but at the same time, though, you know, I'm just playing devil advocate, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want nobody to sit back and say that I'm not for marriage or against it.
Don't worry about it. They're gonna call my phone, so you say it. How it happens.
In that case, then I'm gonna tell you how I really feel. I'm just saying I'm not. You know, I'm just playing devil's advocate. You know, to the single person that's trying to do the right thing but don't want to live with nobody. You know,
what you mean trying to do the right thing but don't want to live on nobody?
He's trying to do the right thing. I mean, you know, he got a job. He go to work every day. Take care of his woman, you know, and his kid or kids. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's doing the right thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm just trying to get an explanation of it. That's all.
Right.
That's all.
You're right. That's doing the right thing. I mean, you know, I shouldn't have to want to be. Well, I'm just a fervent believer in that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got a baby together or kids together. I don't have to marry you. And some people, especially, I see a lot of brothers nowadays saying that, you know, well, we just going to stay together for the kids.
Wrong thing.
That's the wrong move to me. You know what I'm saying?
Is that pretty much unanimous, or do anybody think differently?
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's the wrong reason.
I think that's the wrong reason.
So for y'all that's out there that say stuff like that, slap yourself on the wrist. No, that's not the way you handle that.
No, stay together because y'all in love with each other.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And what I meant by the comment last week by saying that the way you met me is the way that you should love me forever. What I'm saying is that the way you met me is the way that you keep me interested in you. Just like, you know, the way that I want you to, I want to be interested.
The things you did to get catch my interest should still be doing.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
If you attracted to me because of the way that I look and because of my personality, then help me keep those things under control.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you like the way that I look, then keep making me go to the gym every day. And we keep eating the same... not so much as keep eating the same things, but
doing the right
things.
You
know what I'm saying? But doing the right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. To preventive maintenance is what I like to call it.
Exactly.
And if you like the way that I act, then keep me happy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not all about, it's not always about pleasing the woman, but at some point in time, then the woman has to please her man and let her know, let him know, hey, you know, you all right with me, but let me help you keep you the way that you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I feel a lot of women are not today.
Oh, I definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about the man sitting up here and saying, I need you to be sexy for me. But, hey, I need a woman to say, you my man, I need you to be sexy for me too. That keeps the personal interest between them two. Right. You know what I'm saying? On a more intimate level. You know, I don't know how y'all feel. How you feel about it, Pastor?
I was just thinking, you know, in this day and time, I mean, man, we got so many options out there.
I just heard, not to cut you off, I thought it was 12-1, but I was just talking to a brother told me it's 18-1 now.
It's actually 22-1 because all these brothers playing with each other.
And long story.
Yeah. Well, and I will take the 22-1 happily.
Go ahead, finish. I just wanted to throw that out there because where your point going.
I wanted to throw that out there too.
And as Coy was talking, I was, you know, thinking about, you know, as far as, you know, dealing with relationships. You know, you do have to do things to make one another, you know, interested. You know, the way I met you, I could have met you in the club, but I don't want you to keep going to the club. Now you got to come
on. I met you in the strip club, but right. I don't mean I want right. you to keep
But I want you to
men.
Keep the interest like we right. in the club. You know right. what I'm saying? Because I need you to keep that interest with us. You know what I'm saying? On the me and you type level. Right? You know what I mean? That's the only thing that I'm saying, man. Hey, if you got to change your hair every day, you look a different person, then so be it.
You cool with wigs?
Am I cool? No, I don't believe in wigs, makeup, or anything.
But
like
that's about,
that.
I mean, because you said change like, your hair every day. I know.
Yeah, if that's what your man like.
But I'm saying, I know people that do it and they fly every day, but it's a wig.
I like lipstick.
It's a wig, but they fly. Yeah,
I like lipstick.
I like high heels.
I care less about lipstick. I mean, you put it on, man.
High heels,
you
know, lipstick.
Nothing on the girl lips.
Not even lip gloss?
I mean, no. Lip gloss, all of that is fine, but it's not a big deal to me. Yeah, lips on me is great. What you put on the lips?
Absolutely. Give yourself a gunshot for that.
Give me, throw it up again.
Give yourself a shot.
Okay. Just because you have, go ahead and. Okay. Give me the short shot. Give me the short shotgun.
Double tap.
Okay. There we go. Just for you. All right. But no, what I'm saying, like, you know, of course my wife wear lip gloss and all that stuff, but that's not like the ooh, baby, you know, that turn me on thing. It's like, you know, it's cool, but you know, I can live with or without it either way. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. So yeah, but what I was about to say about, you know, that situation, you're 100% right. You're supposed to please each other and do things to spark each other's interest. And I think what the difference is between the eternally single person and the people that get married and can sustain marriage,
they get comfortable.
What I was about to say is, you know, you learn, and we kind of talked about this a little bit. I said two things that you don't come out, you're not born with, I don't care who you are patience and discipline. And one of the things that you have to have when you're going, you need to have both, but one of the things that you definitely have to have when you're going into a long-term relationship, specifically marriage, is you have to have patience, you have to have maturity on top of that. Because all the things we just said, and all questions about marriage and relationship, everybody in that circle can go get the right answer. But how many people are actually implementing those right answers? So we know the right things to say and the right things to do, But the problem becomes actually doing them. So in the situation that you just gave, of course I should compliment you, make you feel better, and you know we should motivate each other and vice versa.
Right.
But it don't always happen, especially if you up there with Romeo and C Murder, well, you 15, 16 years in, you know what to do, but it don't necessarily mean that you're doing it the right way all the time. Just like on your job. Well, you know what to do, but it don't mean you're doing your job 100% by the book like you're supposed to.
But that's where, you know what I'm saying, you have to know how to keep it sexy with you. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, you have to learn how to keep it sexy. You know what I'm saying? If your wife know that she likes you walking around with wife beater on, with the, you know, muscles popping out there, bam, 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 bam. Mm-hmm. You know, baby, taste this asparagus. Let me see your face.
Right. Is that an analogy, or is she really tasting asparagus?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
it's real asparagus in this situation. Hey,
that's what it is. Yeah,
that's not an attractive vegetable.
Right. No, it's not. Well, okay. It's not. Here, bite this tomato. Let me know how the seeds go down. I mean, you know, whatever. You know,
that might work in your relationship. Hey, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying the way that it works.
You know, healthy eating might be exciting. You know,
healthy eating. I mean, you know. Well, I'm a healthy eater. I'm sorry. I mean, you know.
So cucumbers is good for your wife.
Who?
Your cucumbers.
Cucumbers is good for the wife and Snicker bars.
Snicker bars.
That's unhealthy.
Well,
though.
Bar.
That's
not, yeah. Bar. Just one.
Bar, right? One. Not the king size. Not the king size pack. Off.
Well, yeah, it's most definitely king size.
But you know, it's two in the pack now.
Ooh. Well,
pickles. Pickles.
Pickles. Well, if she got lips like Phaedra, then yeah.
Why y'all? Hey, Quentin Tyson's a single man. I love you, man. Right.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But I every time that I hear. Not think about the episode of Real High Flies.
Right, I know what you're talking about. I was willing
truly
to
apologize for the
look
listeners.
At it and entertain it.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah. I bet it was.
Yes. I rewind it a lot of times. But yeah, you know, hey, whatever. The wife likes, the husband likes, you know what I'm saying? As long as y'all keep it, you know, intimate within the both of you, y'all know. You know what you like. She know what she likes about you. You know what you like about her.
But see, you here's the tricky part to that. When you're talking about marriage, you have to learn each other's levels. And I think we kind of asked this question like a couple weeks back. You know, you might be, you know, y'all like each other, y'all compatible, y'all cool, y'all kicking, you know, y'all want to make this long term thing. Right. But you might come into the situation on a sexual level of a 9. She only a 6.5. But everything else about y'all say let's make this in a forever thing.
Well, then so she need to step her game up.
Okay, she needs to step her game up.
I'm not coming down.
No, you don't have to come down. But right. The key is, how do you get her up there? Especially when you're dealing with man to a woman. A lot of times you have to not only identify what the issue is, but help them get to whatever level it is that you want. Like, for instance, you get with somebody. Well, you get with somebody or whatever. You know, you like to go to the gym every day. Now, mm-hmm. Your girl, you get with, she might be, you know, have a nice shape or whatever, but she just naturally got a nice shape, which you can easily lose doing the wrong things. So you're like, hey babe, you need to go to the gym a little more. Yeah, that sounds good. That's the right thing to say, but I ain't never been to the gym a day in my life. Well, so what called, do you do to get, you know what I'm saying?
It's called motivation. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you want to, you know, if you, in order, see, this is the thing with this weight loss and everything like that. Everybody thinks that it comes in a bottle. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you can just do it for 2 or 3 weeks and then stop because you lost a couple pounds. Mm-hmm. It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a continuous life-changing event. Life-changing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you don't,
the key word right you, there, life-changing.
Right. Ahead, you know man. What I'm saying? You don't, you, it, just like I eat all the time, and I know they talk about me all the time, you know, you always eating cucumbers and tomatoes. And
he forced you to eat it, huh? Take a cucumber. Now I don't want to. Take a cucumber, man. Like,
yeah, I will. You know why? You hey, because I'm a firm believer now, you know what I'm saying? Because if you can sit back and buy a Snicker bar, you can sit back and buy at least one fruit. You can, if you're gonna pay 99 cents for a candy bar, you can pay 99 cents for a banana or an apple.
You're right.
You know, or a cucumber or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So whatever that, you know, floats your boat. If you got a sweet tooth, you know, but you don't really like you know, apples and oranges, I mean buy a tomato. I mean, that's a fruit too. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But told you need a health blog, but go ahead.
I mean, but in order for, you know, a person to motivate, you got to really be motivated. You got to motivate your significant other to sit up there and say, hey baby, you do instead of having that ground beef tonight, let's have some ground turkey.
You I'm grown. I'm I can saying? Eat what I want to. I don't want no ground turkey. I like eating ground beef.
Well, if I gotta cook, you'll eat cereal.
See, now the arguments start. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Or you go out. Yeah, but sooner or later, when she starts seeing you looking good, you know, and start noticing other people starting to look at you.
Now she feels insecure.
No, mm-hmm. She might feel insecure, but that might be enough motivation to say, well, hey, if it's working for them, let me go ahead and try it.
Or
too.
I might think that who you looking good for, all of a sudden right. You want to look good now.
I get that now. I'm the one that I get.
But that's what I'm saying.
Cool. But you know what though? I don't pay attention to that. You can't sit back and focus on what somebody else is, especially your significant other says about you. That's in a negative term. You know what I'm saying? You have to turn that negative into a positive. You have to do that. Because if you listen to that negative all the time, then you're not gonna want to do what you need to do to help you. You know what I'm saying? Helping you is the name of the game. Helping me to help you is also a term that I like to use, because if you don't know what to do, then I need to help you so you can help me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
So you can help me.
Exactly. Because by that, it's keeping me attracted to you, and therefore I don't have eyes for another woman.
Okay. Trying to get you into the mind of the married man to see how this works. So that sounds good. That's great. Technically, everything you said is 100% right. Can't argue with you.
Right.
But your wife starts, she has 2-3 kids. Weight flux gets up, and she's just not motivated. And it don't matter what you say to get right. You get you coming back in like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, look, baby, see what you can do if you get in there? You can get
And I tell
right.
you what.
And she's just
that,
like, eh.
You roll that belly up, and you get busy.
Okay, so you keep loving her.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I just want to see if you got married.
That's what you do. You rub on that belly and say, baby, ain't nothing wrong with that belly, because I know what's underneath and below.
Right.
And above water. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to instill.
He ain't lying.
In there, in her, that I ain't going nowhere.
So, okay, you're saying the right. You're saying all the right things.
Right, right.
So why are you not willing to implement it in a long-term committed relationship?
Because I'm coy.
I mean, yeah, get that. So you know these are all the tools that can, when you find the one. Have you found somebody that you consider the one, first of all?
I found somebody that I consider the one, but do she consider that she should be the one? That's the question.
What you mean?
I mean, because she thinks that I'm high maintenance. I'm not high maintenance. So, I just like what I like. You don't have to buy me anything.
So you're saying you're willing to take it to another level with her, but she might not be ready yet?
I'm willing to take it to another level with anybody that I'm considering with taking it to another level with. The only thing is that, let me split this in the right way like the math.
Well, yeah, he got that market cornered. I don't even think you can do it tried.
It can seem like to me what he's saying is like he coming with 100%. You can't come with 90, even though that still may be on the A scale. Exactly. You gotta come how I'm coming.
Okay.
You can't come at me if I'm bringing the bacon and the eggs to the table and you ain't got no toast and no orange juice, then we got a problem.
Right. I like orange juice in my breakfast too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, I like a whole lot of stuff with my breakfast, but Brits. Hey, if the juices and berries ain't flowing, then we have to find another way to help that squirrel.
So basically, they got the juice and berry ain't flowing. You got to find another way to help that squirrel. That's a different one. I ain't never heard anything like that.
I just didn't finish the whole thing, but you know.
I need some nuts.
Right. Well, need some thank you. There you go. Yeah, okay. I didn't want to be the only bad guy.
Nah, I help you out. Don't you worry.
I said juice and berry is a squirrel, but hey, man, you know, like I said, to each his own on that one. I almost kind of threw my thinking off where I was going with that. I really don't even know where I was going now. I'm gonna have to go somewhere else now. So basically, you're saying that they need to meet your prerequisites before you consider going to the next level.
It's not a prerequisite, because if I work every day, and you know where we work every day.
Right.
You can't tell me you tired. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can be tired, but you can't tell me that you tired.
But I mean, at the same time, you got to understand you're dealing with a woman. Yeah. So, you know, they pick up one grocery bag, you just brought in 20 bowling ball bags. You know, that's they thought okay. they did equal work.
Hey, it's women that work at our job too, and they say the same thing. They feel you know what? To be where we at, it takes a mindset. You know what I'm saying? It takes a mindset to work 7 days and still come home, take care of family, go to school like I do, which starts tomorrow. Shout out to Cleveland State.
Holla.
For sure. You know, it's a mindset. You know what I'm saying? But you can't let that mindset get so deep to where as though you forget about the person that you're married to or dating. You know what I'm saying? if I was to be married right now, I want to treat my marriage like a date all the time.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's good advice. That's good advice.
Now, check this out. Now, I'm going to pause because I'm going to go around this table real quick. Because you're saying a lot of stuff that, like I said, it pretty much is nothing you said that's technically wrong in any kind of way. But this is my thing, and this is what I noticed, you know, from just a personal standpoint. A lot of your point of views, and I'm about to say something that's very obvious, is because you're a man. This is how men think. Right. So let me ask this question real quick. I'm going to go around the table and see where everybody at. Who do you... How do I want to ask this question? How do I want to put this? I'm gonna go with this. Give it a little broader texture to it. Who between the man and the woman has a more stable way of thinking? Now I'm gonna start with C Murder, and we're gonna go around the table, and then we'll finish up, you know, trying to get this understanding of being single versus being married. Now, because I'm bringing up the points that he said to kind of get you to see where I'm going, because he said, you know, about the work thing. Now I'm pretty sure everybody done had that experience where you working at a factory. We worked at factories. Romeo worked at factories. You breaking up bricks and mortar and, you know, getting shot at on the job, you know what I'm saying? Just to make a living. And, you know. And, you
I know, ain't getting shot at on the job, you know,
they count.
I'm at work.
You need a new job, dog.
Sure. And they counting paper clips for a living. Oh, and you come home like, you know, you trying to make it, you know, you got to come home, take care of the family, the wife, kids, and all that. And they sitting around like, I'm tired. I done worked all day. You work 5 hours. I work 57. You know, how does that compare? But you get statements like that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm going with it. So let me know what you think, C-Murk.
Wow, me and my wife has actually had this conversation. You know, I claim I work a physical job, so... Mm-hmm.
But the mental is just as much...
You said it right, and my wife tells me, well, I have a mental job. I deal with people's money all day. I'm dealing with the public. I'm dealing with customers coming in, trying to curse me out, you know what I mean? So I do applaud her on that scale, because I couldn't deal with the public like that. You know, right. I mean, if somebody comes into my place of business where I'm working at, and you get flied to my with me, I'm getting fired that day, flat out. It's just no question. So
see, you ain't the holy heathen. You see, he didn't make an aggressive statement from the moment he done stepped into the studio all the way up into now.
And like I said, I couldn't handle that. I'm not a guy who can work in the public like that and deal with customer service. So I am where I am because of who I am. You know, I work in a factory. You know, I work hard. That's just what I do. I don't choose to do it. You know, if I had a decision, I wouldn't do it. But you know, I do it because I'm a man's man. That's what I like to think. You know, and I take care of home. I take care of my family. So I'm physically tired a lot. My wife is mentally tired a lot. You know, which mental tiredness, I guess you can say, will lead to stress and all other kind of health issues. You know, physical work can lead to health issues also, because I got all kind of ailings right now. So, you know, it goes hand in hand. You know, I work physical. My wife's job is mental. You know, we help each other out.
So who do you think is more mentally stable? Like, in the sense of they put things in a proper perspective when the situation is presented, man or woman?
In my case, I would say the man. I mean, I am the head of my household. That is no question. So, you know, I always try to, you know, put everything on my shoulders and say, okay, if we got a situation, we need to do this. Now, my wife is a thinker also. You know, she is a manager, so she likes to manage even when she comes home.
That's what managers do, they manage.
Exactly. And I have to remind my wife, like, baby, listen, I know you're a manager, but you're home now, so you can take off your PNC badge and you're home now. So
I thought you was going to say something else.
take your badge off, baby, and, you know, I'm the manager now, so let me manage. You know, you sit back and relax. If there's an issue we got to, you know, try to handle, then, you know, let me handle that.
And how well does that work?
I get some backlash a lot because she sees us as partners, right, which I agree with somewhat.
Okay,
but
I'm feeling a gunshot coming on, but I'm gonna let you finish.
No, not yet. Don't shoot him yet. Don't shoot him.
He's toeing the line though.
Yeah, he is.
I'm waiting for him.
Y'all not equals.
It's building.
Why'd you ask me that?
Oh, then we got another 2 weeks in a row. We get the
Right. I'm going to repeat my statement. Well,
it might have been a good thing that Matt went in the studio today, because this might have been fireworks.
There's no mystery. I am a alpha male. Mm-hmm. I am a man's man. So when my wife comes home,
right,
from her job, then take off your manager's badge. You're not managing me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because you're the owner.
Exactly.
So there we go.
You have,
take off the PNC.
You're the CEO.
You have, right. You have, on a football team, you have a head coach. You have an assistant coach. I like
and
to
she's
tell
the
that.
Assistant coach.
Exactly.
Kinda
so
hurt.
Let me coach. You can assist
I'm on,
me.
I'm on the trigger. Yeah. I'm getting itchy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You can, go it's forward. Building.
What the fuck's that, man? What kind of effects are they going to work today? There we go.
Okay, I'll take that shot. I'll take that. That was like a little 38. You know.
Right.
But, you know, in essence, I'm really trying to, you know, I don't want my wife to have to worry about anything other than getting up. She does work. You know, this is the, you know, in the household, I work, she works. So
a joint effort.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It is a joint effort, but I try to brunt most of, you know, all the decision making and everything they need. You know, I don't want you to worry about anything. Go to work, baby, come home. She does most of the cooking, if not all the cooking. So that's it. I don't want you to do nothing else. Does the issue come? Something we got to handle.
So, like, you like wash and clean and do all that other stuff?
I absolutely do.
Okay.
I do. I do all the washing and the cleaning and all that because that's just the way I am. My father was a Marine, so I'm kind of like a neat freak, if you will. So, my wife, she
so,
does.
Okay, here go a key point I think we're about to get to. So, you're a neat freak, is she?
Wow, it's funny you mentioned that. We just had this discussion last night.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so not. you listening, Coy? This is one of the tricky parts of marriage. So you're a neat freak. You like things a certain way.
You're
probably a man like me that when you come in that door, that front room need to look a certain way or it's really going to set you off.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Right?
That's it.
But okay, your wife is not a neat freak.
No.
So in order to alleviate this problem, because it's probably 16 years in,
yes.
I'm going to take care of it myself so that it won't be an issue.
Absolutely.
See how that sometimes got to work?
It's called. I know. Decoy mentioned it.
Say it one more time.
The word compromise, but you absolutely have to have that in a long term relationship.
It's compromise like, or
which about compromise or what?
No, I'm asking.
No, he said compromise. Yeah. That's what it is. Compromise.
Oh, give and take. Okay. It's give and take. You have to. You can't have everything your way. You know what I mean? It's give and take. You got to give a little. You know, she has to give a little, and y'all can have a happy medium.
Here's the tricky part.
I absolutely agree with him wholeheartedly. However, you know what I'm saying?
So you don't agree wholeheartedly.
However,
so you don't agree wholeheartedly.
Yes,
however,
I agree wholeheartedly, but however, it is, you know what I'm saying? I just don't like to, you know what I'm saying, be taken advantage of. Because I work every day. I cook. I clean. I'm a full-time student, a full-time employee, a full-time father. So, you know what I'm saying? I do everything around my household. And like I tell my son all the time, my house should run by itself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just me and you here.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when my girls do come over, you know what I'm
girls
saying? She don't have to cook.
Girls?
No, I said when my girl does come,
oh,
do
no,
come
you said
over.
Girls do, no, but okay,
girls.
You fixed it. Okay.
You
said
girls. You fixed it.
You said girls.
When my girl do come over, she don't have to cook. She don't have to clean nothing.
There was a little zzz on there, but
yeah.
That's cool.
Well, that's okay. If it was girls, I would admit to that.
Okay, but check this out. I just had an epiphany.
You got that option. You got that option.
Yeah,
I mean,
but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? If it was like that, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that I'm saying is that what you want is when, like I told my son, the house should run to by itself, no matter who's here. You know what I'm saying? And when she does come over, she don't have to do nothing technically, but your input in on the housework and whatever it is that helped to make the house run smoother would be appreciated.
You know what I think it is? And I just had an epiphany. a lot of strong brothers in here. What's the word I'm looking for?
Alphas?
Brother, no, not even that. Come on with the alpha thing, man. You said that like 20 times a day. We got it. You the man. You the man.
You the man. You the man.
You see murder.
Right.
We get it.
I'm going to come patrol my beater on right. Next week.
But no, this is what I call like particular, what all the things Corey was just saying. He said he cook, he clean, take care of his house, so on and so forth. I think a lot of times as men, we get caught up in the load that we can take on, the capacity that we can take, and not realize that our counterparts might not necessarily be able to do the same thing. So we and the two that I'm trying to get to over here passing around the phone and stuff in the middle of my soliloquy. But I'm going to keep on going anyway.
Keep going, architect.
So a lot of we're able to take on just because the capacity that we have, and we try and put that on our wives and say, if I can do this, you can do this too. Mm. You know, even though I don't want to, I can take on a job. I can take on school. I can cook, clean. I can come home, take care of the kids. I can do all that. And even though I don't want to do it either, but
and it's
I
been
can.
Done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we assume that if I can do it that way, you should be able to do it too. Where after 1, 2, and 3, it's like I can still keep going, but I'm absolutely burned out after this. Talking about the wife, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we look at it like, how you get burned out after 3, and I'm on number 10, and I'm still striving. You should be able to do what I do. We need to be on equal playing field. And it's like, that might not necessarily be the case.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Sam? Am I making something up here?
No,
or, you're
not. But see, my situation's a little different than everybody else's. So
yeah, we know you got 87 kids. I mean, you got us all beat. I understand. I mean, we got to feel your pain a little bit.
That ain't fair.
87.
87 kids?
87.
87.
Oh, Lord.
You got a few.
That's killing me right now. Right.
Yeah.
He's a seed sower.
Yeah. He likes tomatoes, too, with a lot of seeds. Now I get the analogy.
My man.
I get it. So proceed. What were you about to say?
Wow.
Your situation is a little different. We got it.
I forgot. Wow. The architect over there started like Mav a little bit.
Man.
A little bit.
Yeah, you can't put me in that box, man. Come on.
You're starting to get a little worse than me.
That's kind of offensive to say Mav. You know, that's a cuss word over here. You're talking about sound like Mav.
That was Mavish.
Yeah, that was very Mavish.
Just for the record, Rome got about the same number of kids as I do.
He's smooth with it, though. Look
just
at him.
Throwing people under the bus, man.
I'm just saying.
He got 86.
He the pastor out of it.
86 don't sound as good as 87. So I'm going to pick on you a little more than I pick on Rome. I mean, it's just me. So did you catch your point back yet, man? You were saying that your situation is a little different.
This dude is a little bit different.
Okay.
No, but all jokes aside,
this ain't good.
Right. Yeah, you really killed me right there. What I'm saying is, with me working and my wife not working, you know, we did something a little different where, you know, the kids, you know, she needed to be home with the kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to hold it down working and do what I do. So our responsibilities are different. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're home, you got to hold the house down.
Oh, yeah. I get that. Oh, yeah.
Now, my thing is, and this has always been my thing, if I'm working out, like before, you know what I'm saying, you got hired with us. I was working, me and Coy was neck and neck on hours. I was probably working a little more hours than Coy. You know what I'm saying? Every day. And so I'm like, yo, I'm tired. When I come home, I'm tired. So when I, like you said, you walk through the door, yeah, the living room needs to be clean. Mm-hmm. The dishes need to be done. I mean, like the kids are at school for 6 to 7 hours.
Right.
So you got about 2 that you can kind of do some work and 5 to kind of chill and kick it and watch TV, do whatever you want to do. I don't care.
Right.
I've always said that. I don't care
what
you do.
Vice versa. I heard you whisper that over there.
I'm just saying.
I heard you whisper that C-Murder.
You can work 5 and rest 2. Make sure everything is done.
You know what I'm saying?
You might as well take it all the way up. God had to work 6 and rest 1. What make you think you can get 2 off?
Exactly.
I mean, and you know, and I'm a very, you know what I'm saying? And me and my wife's talking about it. I'm a lenient dude compared to these other dudes that's out here that's married. My wife can go where she want to go. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with going out with her girls, going out of town, and I'm still working. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like she needs that time away because I look at it, she has, like you said, she has work she does at home. Mm-hmm. And she has to handle the kids when they come home.
That's a job.
And that is a huge job because they come home and they're like a ball of energy and they nonstop. And you got to be able to calm them, get them together, have them do their homework, have them focus all over again because they're out of school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're like, we done. What? Work again?
Yep.
And so she does a great job with that. So my thing has always been the type that's like, yo, you go out. I don't have time to go out because I'm working. I mean, I tried, like me and Coy, we went out one time. But I don't go out. Right. I just don't, because I don't have time. And to be honest with you, I just don't feel like it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But her, I don't mind that. Go out, do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But as long as I'm working and you at the house need to be straight because I'm not coming home doing work at the house.
I know that's right.
I mean, I'll come home and help you. I don't have a problem helping you. Really?
Hey, man, the man trying to explain something, man. Stop showing them pictures.
But, you know, my take is if you at the house, I'm not coming on doing equal work with you. I'm not doing that. And that's just, I'm definitely not doing that. I don't care. You can say what you want to say, but I don't believe in having a housewife and keeping her home, and she just got to work, and that's it. Like I said, she can do whatever she want to do. Go kick it, do whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem with that. But there are certain things that have to be done because I have to go to work every day.
Right, right,
I have to get up, and I have to go. I have to be there. And like I told her, my job is physical and mental because I got to deal with some real ignorant dudes every day that come, truckers, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And we have to deal with all type of stuff on my job. And so I had to explain to her, like, yo, it ain't easy. We make it look easy, but in reality is can't too many people do what we do. So, you know, so I'm working, you know, hold it down on this end. I'll help you if I got the energy to, but sometimes I don't. So, I mean, like I said, see Myrtle over here, you know, do your half and I'll do mine. I'll help you, but I'm definitely not going to do your job for you. That's do not going to happen.
Oh, you joined the club. Do your job for you.
I get the 12 gauge.
Yes,
thanks.
Sir. Now, for whatever reason, the system was glitching. His is a little shorter than yours, but that's y'all got the same one. So we're going to need the brother with the doctorate's degree to help us out a little bit. Explain the psychology of how this dynamic works. First, what I need you to explain to me, because I thought for a long time, until I talked to some other men, and obviously it's a consensus around here. Why is it that we have that feeling when we come in the house that room there needs to be in order or I'm going to be in a really bad mood for a while now? Why is that? And then you can explain to us, help us brothers understand how to operate in a successful household. And maybe we can, you know, win Coy over to this side. Because I know he's thinking about it. It's in the back of that head somewhere. I know he's thinking.
I think when we first come in the room, even though we say we tired from coming off work, but when we're single and you coming off of work and you got a date coming in 20 minutes, you can get that room clean.
Right.
But when you're married, you expect that room to be clean because you feel like, I can still come home from work and do it, but you've been here all day. It should be done.
Right, right.
And go back to the question as far as when you ask concerning who has the strongest mindset, it all depends on the situation because I'm not perfect, you know, in setting the goals for every situation. So we have to, like, examine one another and come to an agreement and see who's strong in this area and let that person, you know, manage. You know that.
Oh, he said manage. See, murder. You use that word.
I heard it. Loud
and clear. I'm good with cooking the chicken. You can do the sides. You know what I'm saying? But see, my situation, like Justin was saying, is a little different because I was in ministry.
You got 86 kids. So
yeah, you know, 86 okay, kids, you know, full time ministry, full time student, working, you know, a full time job and a part time job. So it's awesome. A full plate.
Y'all know he's like half Jew. Ooh, low.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. My wife did the same thing. She went to school full time, worked full time. You know, so it's a balance, you know, how, you know, structure your household. You got to have house meetings, you know, business meetings.
Yeah, business meetings. I like that.
It is a business.
You got to check the numbers, all that stuff.
Part of it.
So that's deep. That's real dope. That's
it
real
is. Dope.
So what you say now, Corey? I mean, do we help you out? I mean, I know we probably scared you with the 87 kids, but I mean, that ain't got to be your situation. But other than that,
no, first of all, Corey ain't having no more kids.
Absolutely not.
Like I always say, unless you gonna stop getting on top of it, there's always a chance.
I go to the doctor and get my snip. I don't care.
That's another subject for another day. But you would do that? You would do that? You would do it?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm still on the fence on that one. But
I don't want no more. You know what I'm saying? At the school, I am 38. I am. Going I think school. That would be kind of odd to have.
Does happen?
And I'm not knocking it.
It,
but it will be kind of odd to have a 20-year-old and the 1-year-old sitting at home talking about, you know, I'm still playing with my son.
You got a babysitter.
Or, yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Right, check this out. Yeah. You got one. And say, for instance, you get with the one, and she either has one or none, and she wants another child.
Better adopt.
Okay, but I mean, that's kind of similar. If y'all adopt a newborn, I mean, you still got a baby in your house. Too.
I don't care what age it is. I mean, as long as it's healthy.
What's the difference between adopting a newborn and just having your own?
Because it ain't mine.
So what's the implication behind that? Why is it such a big deal that it's
not
yours?
Don't work out, send it back.
Okay. I don't know if that's a gunshot. I'm just firing.
Man.
Yeah. I'm just firing.
I'm just keeping it all the way 100 because you got to think of it like this.
Boy, you can't send it back.
Empty the clip on him.
No.
Why can't you?
No.
It doesn't work that way.
Wait. Time out.
Yes,
hold on.
You
wait.
Can. Absolutely.
Out, wait.
Yes.
Audible. Time out.
let's fall again. Go air horn on that one.
Jesus.
Okay,
Christ.
Let him get his mind together. Okay, you good? You good over there?
Coy, you can't send it back.
You hear what the question was? The question. Okay, I'm gonna rephrase. The question
please
was:
please do.
If you're with the one, mm-hmm. y'all get married. You go adopt, and he said, "Do you matter what age?" He said, "Nah." And he says, "Oh, she adopt a baby," and you said, "Yeah."
Adopt the baby.
Once you adopt the baby, it's yours. It's not hers. You do know that as just as good as Coy Jr., right? Because that becomes your son or daughter.
You can't send it back. Well, but in that case, I would just take control, like I did with Coy.
Right.
I don't want nothing from you. Just come visit.
Who are you talking about?
Wife. If we split up.
We ain't talking about splitting up.
Oh, you talking about if
how
we still together?
Oh my God!
Because he said
he just did a quantum leap.
How you get about a divorce?
That's the problem. He already thinking about divorce.
Single man.
Oh my God!
Hey, exactly. I'm already looking for my future ex-wife. I'm sorry.
What?
My future ex-wife.
Oh my God!
We gotta have a meeting after the show.
Yes, and prayer and intervention.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't need to talk about
okay,
you, holy oil, but man, I'm gonna
okay, but look,
if
that need be the case, you know what I'm saying? Right. I don't have no problem with taking care of responsibilities, you know what I'm saying? But biologically, I only wanted one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What we're saying is...
And if we get married...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we adopt, because I'm not having it anymore. Not by me.
But you're not having it. She having it.
True.
That's not my problem.
But if... Wait.
Oh, whoa. Hold up. Wait.
Here we go.
That's three in the group. That's three in the group right
there. That was a 50-pound right there.
Yes.
We need to...
That was a desert eagle.
I'm going to pull it out in tonight, baby.
He tried to set me up.
Yeah. Walk you right outside that crossfire.
Because he know how I feel about this, man. He knows how I feel about this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that, you know.
I mean, it came out your mouth. That's it.
Yes, it did. And I probably meant it wholeheartedly because it caught me off guard.
Exactly.
And so,
exactly.
But I ain't afraid to admit it either.
That's all right.
But at the same time, you know, we would probably mean discussion about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, I'm just the one that, you know, past history always repeats itself. And I know me.
Okay.
And I know that I only wanted one child from the beginning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So the chances of me marrying somebody that don't have no kids probably would be slim to none.
Or one. Okay. Just one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, I'm not saying. No, if she got one, that's fine. You know what I'm saying?
I'm more so saying they kind of going to be in the same boat. She might want to have another one.
Once again.
That's the comment.
You know what? Now I got respect what he's saying, because what he's saying is this. The discussion before we get married, we need to have an understanding.
I know what he's saying.
Now.
And I wish I had a brother here, and maybe one of y'all are one of those brothers that, you know, it kind of changed when you find the one and y'all form y'all family, and it's like y'all want to create a family together.
Right.
Like, you might have your kid, I might have my kid, and that's cool. We love them all the same, but let's create something that we made together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of changed, even though your mindset might have been, I got mine, you got yours, and we good. It's like, no, let's create something together that we can start and grow and mold together as one unit.
But you know what? I think that depends on how old you are. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably like me and C. Murder probably about the same age.
You with the past, actually.
And,
but
yeah, I got about 2 years.
Yeah, y'all about the same age.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
if he, but just say for.
Yeah, I knew that would stifle you. I don't know why people get offended by the word old, but yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm not old.
I'm seasoned.
Once again, I'll run circles around these 20-year-olds.
I feel you.
I'm with you
on that one.
But you know, it all depends on the situation. I would probably, you know what I'm saying, guess to say if either one of these two brothers got a divorce, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They not trying to start a whole family over again.
No, you got 86 kids. Right. I mean,
well, 86, you can have 93. But I'm just saying, just for that point, exactly, you know what I'm saying? If they was to get divorced today, I can't see them going and meeting somebody and saying, we should have a family together. I'm at that age in my life to where as though I'm just like this. My son is grown. Your kids should be grown. And if they not grown, they should be well on their way into their, like, late teens.
Right.
Maybe early 20s. They should be in high school, meaning that 11th, 12th grade.
Right, right.
If we decide to be together. But what I'm saying is that I'm too old to be sitting up here taking care of newborns. I don't have time for that no more. I want to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that, you know, all my life, for 38 years, I was unselfish. Mm-hmm. Now it was time for me to be selfish again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because at this point in the game, after 38 years, I didn't raise the 18-year-old. I didn't kept a job for 18 years.
All right. Hold that right there, because we gotta call it right here. We get into the end. We gonna pick this up. I done bust your eardrum over there, I see. We got to get into the overdrive portion, so let's go ahead and shut down the show. We're going to pick up back with Coy and his selfishness. He said it himself, so we're going to deal with the selfishness. And we're going to talk about this new phenomenon we done came up with, and we done already trademarked and everything, the side wife. Yeah, if y'all ain't hip to the side wife, y'all about to get hip to the side wife, because we just got hip too. So, Sharon, join us there. Overdrive, we're out.